Hespet is Osa Hanukkah and Tanis Osa Hanukkah. But there is no Chiyuv of Simcha and Hanukkah, except possibly according to Shiras Rambam. So, but all the other Rishonim say there is only an Issa of Hespet and Tanis, no Chiyuv of Simcha. Avon Mitorim Basias Melocha. Melocha is Muta B'Chanukah. Vineyagayis Hanoshim Shaloi Lasis Melocha Beit Shaneira is Delkis. But Noshim have a minig not to do Melocha while the Nechanukah is still burning. Why Noshim? Not Hanoshim. Because the Nes was Nase Al Yedeyem Yehudis. So because of that, they have a special role in the Yontef of Hanukkah. So they have a minhag not to do melocha as long as the nearest Hanukkah are daylight. And then some say that the Lior Rabbe says in the name of the Mariel that there are some men who also have a minhag not to do melocha while the near Hanukkah is burning. But that minhag is not universal. However, in respect to women, it's a universal minhag. Not for women not to do melocha as long as the nearest Hanukkah are burning. V'yeish mishayimeir she'ein lihokelem. Why? Because it is like Dvorim HaMetorim V'Achirim Noagu B'Misa. But that the Shilta Agibirim and the Chacham Tzvi say only applies if the minhag is confined to the time the nearest Hanukkah burning. But suppose Noshim have a minhag, Noshim or Noshim, not to do melocha altogether on Hanukkah, then such a minhag is a mitzvah to be mevatel. Because Batolo may will Nishimu. But if the minhag is confined only to the Zman, to the duration of the burning of the Ner Hanukkah, then it's a minhag day, and we should not be matter to them. Now, Siv Beis. Ribu Hasudei Shemarbim Bohem Im Sudas Orishus Shalikovum Li Mishte Visimu. This is how the Machava Paschim is. The Tur says it in the name of the Maram Rutenberg that on Hanukkah there is no mitzvah of Simcha, and if you eat it today, it's not a Suda's mitzvah. The Lashon Rambam is that Hachomim or Misakei in Simcha v'Halel. Now, so the Asamu say that what the Rambam means in Simcha, he means only that it's Osa Behesped v'Tainis. But some say that according to the Rambam, there is really a chiyuv of Simcha, according to the Rambam. But all the other Rishonim don't mention it. Now the Machaber says, and that's in the Tur, that Ribu Asudei Shemarbim Bohem Im Sudis Orishus Shalikovum Mishtev Simcha, not like the Rambam. Then the Ramo says that it is a Sudas Mitzvah, but for a different reason, not because of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so possibly the Chachomim were misaken at Simcha because of the Nes of the Milchomes, but the Ramo mentions a different reason. V'yeish emim v'yeish chas mitzvah v'ribu misudeis mishum dibeisan ayomim hoyo Chanukas ha-mizbeach. In other words, in the time of the Midbar, so the Mizbeach was, the Mishkan was really finished on Chofei B'Kislev, but it was Mikupol, and then it was straightened out on the beginning of Nisan, but it was finished really on Chofei B'Kislev. So because of that, there is an union of Suda's Mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the Nes Hanukkah, with the Chomes. Just as a coincidence, the Mishkan was finished an chafei kislev. V'neagim leima zmiris v'tishbocheis v'sudei shemarbim bohem v'oz avesudas mitzvi. Yeish emrim sheish leachel gvino b'chaneke v'fishanes nase b'cholov she'achilo yehudi sesoeiv. Im matzpidim bohem olechochom b'fono. So hespet is osea, but b'fono v'tomit chochom mizmuta. Ve'im misanin yeim shemeiz v'avoeim v'taynes cholem b'chaneke Ayn likamon simen, ayn liil simen tofkuf samachesi fei, ulien tzirikadin, ayn liil vilches reshchede, so there are more paskins. Any day when there is no tachon, there is no tzirikadin. Vayn liil simen, vayn likamon simen tof reish peikim. Tof reish aynam. Seder had lokas nechanike on the king and the king. Sorry, we saw here. May bad lokas nearest hanike. Rafil only ham in Spanish in a doke. Sheil neher susse. Rikeach shemen. We had it. So the loch is that in near hanike. So everyone is mechuyev. Even a papa who doesn't have any money, so he's mechuyev to minchadal apsochim and to ask for a donation so that he'll have money to buy shemen to be madlik nechanike. Now this is mentioned in connection with nechanike, and it's also mentioned in connection with the other cases that even only hamchadal apsochim. So he's mechuyev to the mechadal apsochim to get money to buy wine for Abba Kaisis. And the same aloch, because the common denominator between Nechanike and Abba Kaisis is the persume mise aspect. Now, of course, the same thing would apply to Megillah too. But Megillah, on the practical level, I mean, it's not necessary for everyone to buy a separate Megillah. You can go to shul and you'll hear the Megillah. But suppose there is a situation, he lives in a farm in the village where there is no shul, and the only way to be mitayim mikra Megillah would be by buying a Megillah, so enoni amchazal apsochim would be mechuyev to be mechazal apsochim to get money and in order to buy Megillah because of the element of persuminism. Now, what it means is, you see, that this has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Zdokhi, because insofar as the mitzvah of Zdokhi is concerned, there is no aloha that one Jew is mechuyev mitzad the mitzvahs doke to accommodate every other Jew with all the mitzvahs. Suppose there is one Jew who is poor. He doesn't have money to buy an esrog. He lives in a village. So another Jew is not mechuyev to buy him an esrog. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Paseach Tiftach. The mitzvah of Paseach Tiftach only implies you have to accommodate the person with all his physical material needs. Yes, he needs food to eat, he needs clothes to wear, but not to accommodate, to provide him with mitzvahs. That's another mitzvah, I mean, of being mizake, every Jew with mitzvahs, but it has nothing to do with mitzvahs doke. Mashem came here that because of the Tesumen Nise, so we don't apply the aloha of not spending in Rav. So that means if a person is poor and he has, let's say, just enough money to buy bread for the meals or to buy in the Hanukkah, so he's mechuyev to minimize on the bread in order to buy the Hanukkah. That's why the we are mechuyev to give him from Zdokeh, because if we won't give him money from Zdokeh, from the Kukeh, to to buy shemen for the handicap or to buy wine for other cases, you'll have to minimize on his material needs. And the material needs certainly come within the mitzvah of zloket. So that's the reason as to why he's mechuyev to be meichak suseik. He has a coat, so he's mechuyev to sell his coat in order to buy shemen for nechani. Kamon eris madlik, v'laylo rishein madlik echot. Mikam ve'eleich, meisi ve'eleich. Echot b'chol laylo. Ache b'lil achren. Yiyu shmeino. V'afilim rabim bnei abayis. V'yadlik yeseh. Now this is based upon the price in Misach HaShabbos. And it's remarkable that here the roles are reversed. The Mechaber usually passes like the Rambam, and the Ramo usually passes like Tesis. Here the roles are reversed. The Mechaber passes like Tesis, and the Ramo passes like the Rambam. There are a few other situations like that, but just a few. Now, the Braise in Misach HaShabbos in Perek Maradlikin says, Neir Chanukah, the Ikar mitzvah of Neir Chanukah is issue based. One is not mechuyev to be madlik, let's say on the eighth day, eight candles. He is mechuyev to be madlik a candle, whether the first day or the eighth day. And even if he has in the family, let's say, 10 people, so he is mitayim the Ikar mitzvah by being madlik one day. But there is a mehadrin and there is a mehadrin mehadrin. So the mehadrin consists in being madlik a neir for every member of the household. But what it means is that the balabais is madlik as many neiris as he has members in the family. Suppose he has a family that consists of 10 people, so he's madlik 10 neiris. That's the mahadrin. Mihadrin na mahadrin, so there is a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisilal. Bishamai say, Peyachsim neir. And Bisilal say, Meisifim neir. Bishamai say, Peyachsim neir. Like Pori Achag, you know, and Sukkes, and the Bisamigdos, so we used to be Makriv Pori. So on the first day of Sukkes, so we used to be Makriv 13 Pori. On the second day of Sukkes, 12. On the third day, 11. On the fourth day, 10. Then 9. Then 8. And then on the last day, 7. So if you add up, it's a simple addition, 13, and 12, and 11, and 10, and 9, and 8, and 7, you get a total of 7. That's the 70 point that the Jews in this moment of Bishamigdos used to be makrif. Kineged the Shivim Umis Eilon, even though among the Umis Eilon, there are many enemies of Israel, if not all of them, but the whole apoches, a substantial segment of them, if not most, and if not all, certainly a substantial segment of the Shivim Umis have been seen in Israel even today. I mean, it is like that. Just take a look at the way the members of the United Nations talk about Israel, so you'll see. But still, Jews were required to be mispower and to be makrif kobones on behalf of all the nations of the world, regardless whether they are friends of the Jewish people, enemies of the Jewish people. Jews were mechuyev to be makrif kobones. So that on the first day, so the Jews were makriv 13 points. On the second day, 12. On the third day, 11. On the fourth day, 10. On the fifth day, 9. On the sixth day, 8. On the seventh day, there's a rest day of Sukkot, which we must rest, that's a separate Yom. So seven. So in other words, the Opech Simcha, it's always less. So Bishama, I say, the same thing is true of Ner Hanukkah. So the Mahadrim and Amahadrim had to be Madrig, one nail less. In other words, on the first day of Hanukkah, according to Bishamai, they had to be Madrig 8 nails, and the second 7, and the third 6, and then on the 8th day just 1. The seal say no, Mesifim Eilchin. Mesifim Eilchin. Why Mesifim Eilchin? Because Malim B'Kedesh Veloy Malim. We have to be Mesi rather than to be the Dimish. Naturally, the Aloha is like Mesilel. That is Mesifim Eilchin. So that is the Mahadrin Namad. The Mahadrin consisted to be Madrig, an extra nail for every member of the household. Now there is a machlekes between Tesfas and Rambam. What's the pshat in the Mahadrin Namadrin? According to the Rambam, so the Mahadrin Namadrin includes the Mahadrin also. In other words, the Mahadrin meant that an extra nail for every member of the family. And the Mahadrin Namadrin meant an extra nail for every member of the family and an extra nail for every additional night. So suppose someone had a family of 10 people, so he had to be Madrig the first night 10, the second night 20, and the eighth night 80. That is the Rambam. But the Shitzat Teisves is to the contrary. He said, if you do that, so then it will not be Nikah. An observer who goes outside, he'll see 20 Neiris or 10 Neiris. So he will not know what is it. Why is it a Neiris? Maybe there are 10 members in the family. He won't know. So, according to Teisves, the Mahadrin Amadrin does not include the Mahadrin. Why is one called Mahadrin and the other one called Mahadrin Amadrin? Vishleim, according to the Rambam, we understand. Because the Mahadrin Amadrin includes two Hidur. It includes the Hidur of the Mahadrin and it includes the Hidur of the Mahadrin Amadrin. But according to Teisves, it's two separate Hidurim. One has nothing to do with the other. So let the Gemara say, there are two types of Hidur. Apparently, the Hidur of being Madrig, of being Masif every night, is a bigger Hidur than being Madrig, a mayor for every member of the family. Now, so usually the Mechaber Paschos like Rambam, and there are more like Tesis. Here, the roles are reversed. So, the Mechaber says, Kamon Iris Madrig Belailo, Gishen Madrig Echot, Mekam Reilich Meisi Beilich, Echot Becholailo. He doesn't mention that an extra nail for every member of the household. Ache Belil Achrei, Yiyu Shmeino, Aval Im Rabem Bnei Advais, Lo Yadliko Yeser. Then the Rambam says, the Rambam really follows the Shita's Rambam, but there is one deviation. According to the Rambam, so the Balabais is the one who is Madlik. But the Balabais is Madlik as many Neireis as there are members in the family. Let's say, if the Balabais has in his family 10 members, is Madlik 10 Neireis. Not that each member is Madlik Voneya. But Ramo says something else. He says the whole Echod Mibnei Abayis Yadrik. Instead of the Balabais being Madlik as many Neiris as they are, as many neiris as they are members of the house, so each one is madlik separately. The chila minigah poshut. The zoharu liten yicholech v'echot yireisav bimokim yuchot kidei sheyeheker kama neiris madlik. So in other words, in order that it should be nikea, what is going on, whether the some neiris are midlik because he's meisif every night or because there are many members in a family, so he should be madlik in a separate place, so then everybody will know. And this window, there are so many neiris, and on that window there are other neiris, so we'll know exactly how many are madlik. Now that's one of the remarkable things, where there are more paskens like the Rambam and the Mechaber paskens like Tosfos. Now the Rav in the Sefer discusses at great length why there are more deviates. He follows the Shittas Rambam, but at the same time he deviates from the Shittas Rambam. So the Rav says, now he mentions that the machlekes in Hilchas Mile between the Rambam and the Tur. Now there is aloche, the tzitzin hameakvim esam mile, so is deich Shabbos. But tzitzin sheinam meakvim esam mile, einan deich in Shabbos. How about the meisachel? So there is a machlekes between the Tur and the Rambam. The Tur says that tzitzin sheinam meakvim esam mile. So Shabbos is not deiche, but Meisachel, he doesn't involve any meloche, so he should do even the tzitzim she'in amak mesamil. The Rambam is chelik. The Rambam shita is the tzitzim she'in amak mesamil. Once he already stopped the mile, so he doesn't have to start cutting off the tzitzim she'in amak mesamil. So Ravel explains it, that the shita of the Rambam is, it's not shayach to be mikayim hidu once you are mikayim the hidu mitzvah. In other words, hidu mitzvah is shayach if you still didn't mikayim the ika mitzvah. So then there is a hidu mitzvah to be mikayim it in a mufra. But if you already mal and you already cut off the ole that is makif, the rov, the Torah, and so on. So you already kind of mitzvah mile. So what kind of a mitzvah is there in being mahadia? When you already fulfilled the mitzvahs mile, the ikka mitzvah mile. So he says the same thing is true here. Now, over there, in Hilchas Mile, there are more paskens like the Tur. The tzitzin sheinu makvim esam mile, they are nadeich in Shabbos. But b'meisachel, you have to go back, even though you finished being mal, and you have to go back and do the tzitzin sheinu makvim esam mile. So that's why the Ramor says that the most proper way is for every member of the family to be madlik neiris. But then you ask, how can you be madlik neiris? The father, the balabais, already was madlik neiris, and the ikka mitzvah is neir ishu beisei. So he was already mikayim the ikka mitzvahs neiris chaniki. Of what significance will be the adloke by each one of his children, by each member of the family? It's already, the ikka mitzvah is already fulfilled. The answer is there are more paskens like the Tur in Hilchas Mile, that even tzitzim sheinu makvim esam mile, and even if it's tzilikes yodei, he already stopped being mal, so still he has to go back and start removing the tzitzim sheinu makvim esam mile. So here too, even though the Balabais was already the father was already madlik the near Hanukkah, and he was mekayim the ikar mitzvah, but he didn't do the hiddur, so then there will be a kiyum mitzvah by each member of the family to be madlik and be thereby mekayim the hiddur. Masha'in kin the Rambam, his shita is ligabe milay, that once you're misalik es yodei from the milay, so you don't go back to be mal the tzitzin shinimakmir samile, even misachel, when there is no problem with chilul Shabbos, with melocha. Why? Because there couldn't be any kiyum of a hiddur once the ikar mitzvah is fulfilled. So what kind of a purpose will be there in being madlik once the balabais was already mikayim the mitzvah? So the way to be mikayim the hiddur would be by the balabais when he's madlik the neiris, and before he stops being madlik, so then he is madlik in such a way that he's mikayim the hiddur. This is what Ravel says. I mean that we don't have to say that the machlekes between the Ramo and the Rambam is lishutusaye in the machlekes between the Tur and the Rambam, where the Ramo paskens like the Tur. It's true that the Ramo paskens like the Tur, but here there is something else. Rabbi Kveiga says that when every person, every member of the family lights nearest Hanukkah, so then all the children, let's say a father has 10 sons and each one of the sons is madlik near Hanukkah, that's the universal practice today, like the Ramo. Not that balabais should be madlik 10 neiris the first night and 80 neiris the last night, but everyone is madlik neiris. The first night, everyone is madlik one neir, and the last night, everyone is madlik eight neiris. So, in the finale, the end result will be the same, because the mitzvah of Neir Hanukkah is not that each person should be madlik. The mitzvah of Neir Hanukkah essentially consists in having a neir doluk in the bais. Now, whether the result of having a neir doluk is realized by the balabais being madlik, let's say, eight neiras the first night, or eight neiras the first night, let's say they have eight members in the family, or the balabais. Whether the balabais is madlik eight neiris every night, or each one is madlik one neir, the net result is the same. How many neiris are doluk in the bais? Eight. So that's the mitzvah. So it does not make any difference how he does it. It does not make any difference how he does it. And so mimele, when you do it like the Ramo, you are mikayim the shittes Rambam also. You are mikayim the shittes Rambam also. Now, as far as the Ravel's question is concerned, now we see that the shitte of the Rambam is that once you are misalik es yotcho from the mile, even though you did not cut off the tzitzin shin makven es hamile, you don't have to go back even when Mizachel is concerned, so that doesn't present any kasha, because we do it the way Rabbi Kveiga says. In other words, if everyone wants to be mikayim the hiddur mitzvah, so then every child who intends to be madlik neir Hanukkah should be mechave. I don't want to be yeitze with the Neir Hanukkah that my father is madlik. So mimele, he will not be mikayim even the ikar mitzvah, because baal korche, one is not mikayim the ikar mitzvah. So that's why the psak of the Ramo, I think, Can a code English the Rambam? Why is the minig different? So it could be because in the days of the Rambam, so all the Jews, they were madlik, you know, al Pesach, beisei bachutz, so they couldn't be madlik in different places. So that's why it was better that the balabais should be madlik as many neiris as corresponding with the number of members in the household. Mashein came later in the days of the Ramo, when the minig was already to be madlik, not al Pesach beis in bachutz, because the Jews lived together with the goyim, so mele they were madlik in the house, either on the Pesach of the bais to the chotzer, or on the window sill. So mele sins, so each one was able to be madlik in a separate place, you see. If you are madlik and the Pesach bais, you don't have so many psochim for each member of the family to be madlik in a separate place. But if you are madlik on windowsills, you have many windowsills, so it's possible for everyone to be madlik and in a separate place. So that's why the practice developed. But what the Ramo says is really conforms to the Shittes HaRambam also. Now again, and he says HaRambam, you see, he doesn't mean to be chilik on the Rambam. If the Pshat in Ramo is the way Ravel says, why does he mention in parentheses the Rambam, unless we say that this is not mentioned by the Ramo in parentheses. But many say that all these things are mentioned by the Ramo himself. So we see that the Ramo is not chilik on the Rambam. V'chein ha-mineg ha-poshut v'yizuaru l'itein v'cholechot v'echot nireiso v'moki miyuchot kidei she'yeheker kamoneiris madlikin. And that's the real reason as to why the Ramo adapted a different practice than the Rambam. But on a theoretical level, practically there is a difference, but on a theoretical level is the same shite as the shite saram. Now we left off Simen Tov Reisha in Aleph Siv Gimel. Neir sheyesh leishtei pies, if the neir has 2 weeks, so ilalei bishvil shnai, so each week it burns separately, they are not joined together, just 2 separate weeks that burn separately. So mainly it's considered like Shnei Neiris. Mili Kor Shemen, he filled up the bowl with oil, the Kif of Psilis, and then he put in a number of wicks in the Shemen. In Kofar Akli, suppose you have certain covers, lids, that have pores, you know, little cavities on top, so each week can be pushed through that pore, so then it has a din like many neiris. Im kofar akli kol psilo eile bishvil neirecho loy kofar akli, but suppose he just filled it up with many, he put in many wicks in the shemen, and there is no kelo with many pores, so that each week can be pulled through the pore. So then it has a din like a midur, you know. And midur, you're not mechayim the mitzvah. Like a torch. So you're not mechayim the mitzvah of nechanik olkele. So im kofar akli kol psilo ilo bishvil nerechot. Loi kofar akli, so then it's a big torch. They all burn in one big flame. So אפילו לנראה ונעיר, לפי שהיא גמדו. לא חיין יש לי זוהיר להמיד הנעירס בשורו בשווה, ולא ביגול, דהווה כמדו. Because, you know, if you place the nearest in a circle, if they are very close to each other, then they might burn together. They'll produce one big flame, so it'll be like a nearer. You'll not be mekayim the mitzvah. Umuta lahadrik b'mamuteis shekirim lump, a lamp. In other words, even if the lamp is circular, because a lamp is so constructed that the two neiros are at a distance from each other, and the flames don't join. So mainly it's not a midor. Ma'acha shekol neir moved al habe mechaveri, v'yizoharu kishayisim neiros afilu bishavo, shein li dafkom biyachad, uladliko, v'yahave kemidor. Afil v'neiri shal Shabbos v'yontev yizuar o shal asiskei. When you light, let's say, wax candles, so then you have to be careful not to bring them very close together, because if you bring the wax candles very close together, so they might stick together and then they'll start burning together to the extent that the wax will start dripping. Then you will not be mekayim the mitzvah even of near Shabbos. Near Chanukah, meniche al Pesach hasamuch l'shus Rabbi, mibachutz. That's the pesum nisi. Im abayis pesuach l'shus Rabbi, if the door of the house opens to the street, so then the mitzvah is to be madliket al Pesach hasamuch l'shus Rabbi. In Yerushalayim, that is the practice today. They are madlik the neiros Chanukah and the Pesach hasamuch l'shus Rabbi. So, im abayis v'dos hamanichei al pisrei v'im yish chotzer lifnei abayis. But suppose the houses don't open to the street; they just open to a courtyard. Every house has a door that opens to the courtyard. So then you have to be madlik and the Pesach that opens to the courtyard. ואם יש חוסר לפני הבייס, מניח היה פסח החוצה. ואם הוא ידוע בעלייה, suppose you live on an upper story, so then, שאין לי פסח פסוח לשוס הרבים, so then you do what we do. מניח היה בחלין, הסומך לשוס הרבים. So we have to put it on the windowsill. ובשעס הסכונה, שאין הרשוי לקיים המצווה, in the Bisman Chazal, so there were certain regimes where the people worshipped the fire. So there were certain days when no one was allowed to burn fire. So Bishas Sakone, so then he can put the Nir Chanukah on the table. Vitzorich Nir Achir Lishtamish Leire. So then he has to put another Nir on the table. Because if he will not put another Nir on the table, so then he might use the Nir Chanukah for his own secular purposes. So that's why he has to put another Nir, so that he will use it for his own secular purposes. Bitzorach Nir Achel Ishtamish Leir. Vim Yesh Midoro, in Tzorach Nir Achel. But if he has a bonfire in the house, so then he doesn't have to use the Nir Chanukah for his own uses, because the bonfire will be good enough for it. V'im odom choshuv, she'in da'akel ishtamish le'ramduho, tzorech ne'achah. Menichei le'maylo mi'gimul tvochim. It has to be placed at least three tvochim away from the karga. Le'maylo mi'gimul tvochim. U'mitzvah la'nichei, limato miyutvochim v'iminiche limaylo miyutvochim yotzo avol imaniche limaylo mechof hamo lo yotzo, because the ayin is not chelet, so there is no persumenise v'afil lokho kar doluk v'iniche limato mechof lo yotzo v'adlo keise mitzvah. Suppose he lit a candle l'mayla mechopam. Then he took it away and he placed it at a lower level. He's not mekayim a mitzvah, because there is a machlekes as to whether hadlokah is a mitzvah or anocha is a mitzvah. And we pass on like the mandoma that hadlokah is a mitzvah. So what makes the neir into a neir Hanukkah? The hadlokah. Since the hadlokah was l'mayla mechopamo, so he doesn't become in the Hanukkah. So even though he places it at a lower level, vafilu lo kokar dolu kvinich lemato mechof lo yotzo da bloke is a mitzvah. Siv zayin mitzvah la nichei bitefach hasamuch li pesach mismeil kidei shik mizuzom ni min vini Hanukkah mismeil vi mein mizuzo. Suppose there is no mezuzah on the right side. For some reason, let's say he's not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah on the right side. So then he puts the nechanik on the right side. Manichei mimin. Viminicho bideres atzmei. Yanicho mechetzi shel kniso litzatzmoi. Umi ubizman hazeh. Shekulonu madlikin bifnim. ואין הקר לבני רשוס הרבים כלל, אין לוחש כל כך, אם הם מדליקים בטפח הסמוך לפסח. ומכל מוקים, המנהג להדליק בטפח הסמוך לפסח, כמו בימיה, ואין לשנס, אלו אם כן רבים בני הבייס, שעוד יפייס אל ההדליק הולכות, במוקים יוחד מלארי ונרס ביחד, ואין הקר כמה נרס מדליקים. ומכל מוקים, יזוהרו שלו להדלג ממוקן שמדליק עם הנרס כל השונו, כי עוז לא יהיה הקר כלל. In other words, there's the Ramol Shitose. He passed that the proper way of realizing the Mahadrin and Mahadrin is by each member of the Mishpocha of the household lighting the Hanukkah candle separately. So Mele, the best way is not to put, to set up the nerus Al Pesach HaBayis, because Al Pesach HaBayis you don't have many psochim, you have one. So mele it won't be a heker whether it's is madlik as many neiris as there are members in the household, or he is not madlik as many neiris as there are members in the household, but there are many members in the household and each one is madlik separately. So the only way to make a heker is by each one being madlik the neiris on the separate windowsill. So then everybody will know. Let's say he sees the eighth night, eight candles. He'll know that it's one person who is madlik on that windowsill, on the windowsill, because it's the eighth night. So there will be a heker. ואף כאין הקר רק לבני הבייס, מכל מוקים הקר קסס מבוי. ובייס הכנסס מניחי בקייס הודור. Now the Gemara doesn't mention that you have to light Hanukkah candles in the shul. That is not mentioned. It's not the Takonis Chachor Chazal. But it's mentioned by the Gaining, by the early Gaining. And still, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, so still, the din is that the gabbai, the shamesh, who lights the Hanukkah candles in shul, he has to say broche. Why does he say broche? For the same reason that most Jews say broche when they say halal rish chedesh. So it's a minik. So Teisve says, the reason is why you are mivorech, because it's likora mikeri bateo. So as my uncle, the Briskarov, explains it, because even though it's a minig, the obligation is grounded in a minig. But the kiyuma mitzvah is a kiyuma mitzvah of shvach veidoi. So mele, he can say broche. So here too, even though the chachomim were not misaki, two reasons. First of all, there is a mitzvah ki yumis because of persomanise, not a mitzvah ki yumis. That's why we can say broche, even though we don't say broche on chibut arove, because chibut arove, so the whole kiyum is a kiyum of minig, as Ravel explains it in his sefer. Mashein kein, halal v'shchedesh, the chiyum is grounded in minig, but the kiyum is a kiyum a mitzvah of halal, or shvach v'idoye, the same kiyum as when you say halal, let's say, on sukkes, except that on Sukkot you are mechuyev, it's obligatory, and here it's not obligatory, it's discretionary of the person. But as far as the Kiyum HaMitzvah is concerned, it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Hallel of Shvach V'idoye. So here too, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Persumenise, to be Madlik and Yechanik in the Shul. There is no Chiyuv, so we can say Yibrochet. And then there's another reason as to why you can do it and make a broche. Because the Rashba in his Chidushim on Shabbos, and the same thing is mentioned in by the Ritva, and the same thing is mentioned by the Raivet, Perik Yudalef Milchas Broches. Agavurche mentions it. He mentions it in connection with whether the Nusach is Al Adlokas Nechanike or the Hadlik Nechanike. So he says, the Rashba says that in connection with Koloregon Nashuk, even though the mitzvah is to be Madlik Nechanike as long as there are pedestrians in the street, so the Rashba says, suppose it's so late at night, not in this country, it's never Koloregon Nashuk. 5 o'clock in the morning, you can also find people who walk. But let's say in the old days, so late at night, it was Koloregon Nashuk. So the Rashba says, even though some say you have to be madlik even late at night because of the persumenise for the bnibais, true that there won't be any persumenise for the pedestrians, but there will be a persumenise for the Pnibaris. The Rashba says no, that they were two mitzvahs in the Hanukkah. One is to be mifals in the Nes, persumenise. Now as far as that mitzvah is concerned, that depends upon the fact that there are pedestrians in the street. If it's Koloregon Nashuk, now today it doesn't make any difference, pedestrians or cars, because people keep on driving in cars, so there is a persumenise for those who pass by in the car. So, but even if it's Koloregon Nashuk and there are no pedestrians and there are no cars, let's say, passing through, so the Rashba says you still have to be madlik with the broche, because there is another aspect, Zeichal Migdosh, in view of the fact that the Nes occurred in connection with the Menorah, because there was not enough oil to burn to last for 8 days, and the Nes was wrought in the Pach HaShemen, and it was able to burn to last for 8 days. So because of that, we are mechuyev to be madlik, the Rashba says, as Zeichal LeMikdash. And the Raived in Perik Yud Aleph Milchas Broches says the same thing. He explains as to why the broche is lehadlik, not aladlokas. Actually, it should be aladlokas, because it doesn't have to be fulfilled by that person. Anybody can do it. So the broche should be aladlokas nechaniko. And why is the broche lehadlik? So he says, because since it's zeichal mikdosh, so Meile the Chachomim were misakein the same kind of broche that they said when the Kehanim were madlik the Neireis in the Heichal in the Visamgirsh. Anyway, the Raivet and the Rashba and the Ritva, the Chidush Aran, they all say the same thing, that Vanechanike there are two aspects. One aspect is Persumenise, and the other one is Zeichal Migdosh. So now, the reason as to why The Gainim introduced the practice that we have to be madlik in the Hanukkah Shul for two reasons. One, personally say, and even though there is, it's not obligatory, but there is a mitzvah you miss. Number two, inasmuch as there is another aspect to the mitzvah of Nechanike, as Zechal Mikdosh, so Mimele, it is proper in the Bisakneses, which is Bisakneses, Bisamedrash, which is a Mikdosh Miat, so to be Madlik also as Zechal Mikdosh. So this is what he says. So he says, Ubisakneses, Manichei, Bikesel Dorem, Oi Bidorem, Hamneiro, Umisadron, Mimizrach Lemayro. Now, that's in Machlekes, Dafpites, in Minoches, between Rebbe and Rebbe Zeb Reb Shimon. Where were the Neiris Beis Hamikdosh set up? So Rebbe says, Bimizrach Lemayro. And Reb Lezer Reb Shimon says Bein Dorem Litzofen. Now most Rishonim pass like Rebbe, because Aloha Ke Rebbe Mechaveri. Here it's a machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Some Mimele so in the shul too we have to be misadret according to the Raivet, Rashi, Teisves, they all pass like Rebbe, that the Neiris Beis Hamikdosh, the Menere, had to be set up Bein Mizrach L'Mayor. However, the Rambam, he paskens like Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon, that it had to be set up Bein Dorem Litzofen. But from that itself we see that in writing in the Hanukkah in the Shul, so it's not only Mitzvah Kiyumis from the point of view of Pesu Menise, because after all you have a rabbin in the shul who come, but it's also a mitzvah kiyumis from the point of view of Zeichal and Migdosh, as the Rashba and the Raivet say, that there are two aspects in the Hanukkah, one Pesu Menise and one because of Zeichal HaMikdosh, and that is the reason as to why when the Gabbai is Madlik the Nechanik in the Shul, he says all the three broches, not only Al HaNisim and the first night, not only Shechayonu, but he says the broche El Hadlik Nechanik. If it had been exclusively based upon the Pesu Menise, so we would have to say only Al HaNisim, not Ladlik Nechanike, but it also constitutes a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Zeichal HaMikdosh, as the Raivet says, a Mitzvah Kiyumis of Zeichal HaMikdosh, as the Raivet and the Rashbo say, that there are two aspects. Alright, so he says, Sadron Mimizrach L'mayrov, because most Rishonim Paskin like Rebbe, that the Menorah in the Mikdosh was set up between Mizrach and Mayrev, not between Dorem and Tzofen. Umadlikin umvorchim beis hakneses mishum pesu menise veino dom yeitze v'neireis shal beis hakneses v'tzorech l'arzer l'hadlige beise. Why does the Mechava say mishum pesu menise? After all, I just said that there is a kiyum mitzvah of Zeichal HaMikdosh also. The answer is that's a davar pashut, that there is a kiyum mitzvah of Zeichal HaMikdosh, inasmuch as the Raivet and the Rashba say that there is a takone to be madlik in one's home as Zeichal HaMikdosh. So lachas kamo v'chamo that there is a kiyum mitzvah to be madlik in the Bisakneses and Bisamedrash, which has a din of a Mikdosh Miat as Zeichal HaMikdosh. But it tells us that even from the point of view of Pesu Menise, we still have to be madrig as a mitzvah kiyumis, and because of that he can say the broche of she also nisim vein odom yeitzei b'neiresh al bisakneses v'tzoch l'arzer ol hadlik v'beisei
ונהגים להדליק בסכנסס במינכה למערב. יש נהגים להדליק דרף שבס כדי מינכה, ועם רצים למעיה להספל אל אחר שבירך השליח ציבור והדליק, אחד מהן יוכל השמוש להדליק הנישורים, והשליח ציבור יספל.
We left off yesterday in Hilchos Chanukah, Sof Reishis Ayin Aleph, by Sif Ches. Potza now, the proper way, and that was the way it was done in Bizman Chazal, and as I mentioned yesterday, in Yerushalayim they have the same practice, to set up the Ner Chanukah on the door to the Rishus Rabbi. So suppose there is a chotzea sheyesh li beis psochim mi beis ruches. Suppose there are two psochim in two different directions. So then he has to set up the Ner Chanukah on both psochim, not mi yikra diine. As far as the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is concerned, if he sets it up at one door, it's enough, it's mekayim the mitzvah. But let's say he sets it up at one door, let's say towards the east, and then there's another door towards the west. So the people who pass by the western door, so they'll think that this Jew, he's not even madlik nechan. So because of marasayin, in order to avoid chshad, he has to set up the Ner Chanukah on both psochim. Chotzer sheyesh lebeis psochim mi beis ruches tzorich lehadlik b'shteyen lifnei achshav v'beis ha-psochim b'ruachechot. Suppose both doors are in the same direction, then there couldn't be a nechshav, because anyone who passes by will see a Ner Chanukah being set up at one door. So the is entirely bechad. In other words, the whole chiyuv of setting up on both doors is only mitnichshad marasai. But if it's in the same direction, the same ruach, so there won't be a nichshad. Ramo says the madlik bebeis psochim in mivorich rak bechad, because the hadloke on the other pesach is not mikra didine. It's for an extraneous reason, in order to avoid chshav, marasai. Ulisheni madlik loy brocho. Miu bizman hazeh, shekulo madlikim bifni mamesh, vein heka lidnei rishus rabi mkwal, afil yesh lechotzea o libayis, harbi psochim harbi rucheis, ein madlikim elopam achas bifni. In other words, but today, that we are madlik in the Pesach to the Chotzer, so maybe there is no chshad, because strangers don't pass by anyway, and the tenants, the neighbors, they know that he is madlik. I mean, so there is no union of marasai. Kein yerli v'chein aminek vashu. Now simen tof reish ein veis. E madlikin lechanike kedem shetishka achamo. Elo im seif shkioso. Loi miachrim v'loi magdim. Loi miachrim v'loi magdim. In other words, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is in Shkiyas Achamo. But there are three shittas. What does it mean, Shkiyas Achamo? So the shita of the Tur is, and this is the way the Mechaber paskens, the shita of the Tur is that it means Seisa Kichovim. Now Seisa Kichovim is not such a simple thing either, because sometimes Seisa Kichovim means 3/4 of a mil subsequent to sunset, and sometimes it means Dalad Milin subsequent to sunset. Now when the Tur says that Shkiyas Achamo means Sof Shkiyah, and what does it mean Sof Shkiyah? It means Dalad Milin subsequent to what we call sunset. In other words, Dalad Milin 72 minutes or 90 minutes after what we call sunset. So, this is what the Tur, that's the Tur Shita.
The Shita of the Rashba in the Ran, the Shita of the Rashba in the Ran is that when the Gemara says Shkia Sachamo, it means not Sof Shkia, not Seisa Kechovi, but Tchila Shkia. But you shouldn't make the mistake. They don't mean Tchila Shkia, what we call sunset. They mean Tchila Shkia, what is the Shkia according to Rabban Tam. That is 3 1/4 of a meal, 3 1/4 of a meal subsequent to what we call sunset. That's approximately, if we consider Dalet meal in 72 minutes, so 3 1/4 meal, so would be approximately 58 minutes subsequent to what we call sunset. Now, that is, according to Rabban Tam, that is the real Shkia. The halachic shkia, and until that time it's yin gomo, except in regard to certain things, in regard to tam nifsel b'shkia sachamo. So that depends upon the first shkia, but the second shkia is the important shkia according to Rabban Tam and most rishayim. So that's assuming that the dalad milin is 72 minutes. So tchilas shkia shniyo would be about 58 minutes subsequent to what is regularly called sunset. What happens? When it is 3 1/4 of the meal subsequent to the regular shkia, the regular shkia means when the Guf HaShemesh disappears, sets below the horizon. So at that time, the whole horizon is dark, except the western horizon. So in other words, according to the Rashba, Hadlokas Nechanike has to take place at Tchila Shkia Shniyo, 3 1/4 meal subsequent to the first Shkia. Then the Shita of the Rambam is that it means Shkia, but not what the Rishonim call Shkia Shniyo, but what we call Shkia. In other words, sunset. So in other words, so there are three shittas. Either Tzeis HaKechovim, and Tzeis HaKechovim means Dalet Milin subsequent to Shkia. I was looking for a shita that it means Tzeis HaKechovim, but not the Tzeis HaKechovim of Rabban Tam, which is Dalet Milin 72 minutes or 90 minutes subsequent to what we call sunset. But Tzeis HaKechovim, according to the Go, according to the Geni, which is about, of course it varies from latitude to latitude, which is about 20 minutes subsequent to Shkia. I didn't find such a shita. I mean, the only shitas or Rishonim that I found are three. Either Tzeis HaKechovim, in the sense of Dalet Milin subsequent to the regular sunset, or Tchila Shkia Shniyo, which is 3 1/4 of a meal subsequent to the regular Shkia, or the regular Shkia. That's the Shita Saramba. That's the Shita Saramba. Now, as a matter of fact, one could say that the reason as to why the Tur and the Mechabea, the Paskin Elim Seif Shkia also, and it means Dalet Milin subsequent to the regular Shkia, because Lishitusaye, because they pass like Rabban Tam, that with Shkia Rishaino, it's still Yin Gomu. And when does it become Bin Hashmoshes? 3 1/4 meal subsequent to the first Shkia. One could say that, but there is no necessary connection. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber himself, while in Yerachayim Milche Shabbos, he passes like Rabban Tam Shite, but in Yeradeye, in Milches Mile, he paskens like the Geinim Shite. But here, Ligabe Chanike, no one says that he depends upon the two Shites. So it's possible that even if we accept the Shites HaGeinim and the Shites HaGro, that B'Tchila Shkia, Shkia Rishaino, what we call sunset, it becomes B'Nashmoshes, and 3/4 of the meal after that. So is Laila Gomu, but that does not necessarily mean that we have to be Madlik Nechanike. Either at the first year or at the latest 20 minutes, let's say, 3/4 of the meal subsequent to the first year. Because one has nothing to do with the other. Because the reason as to why some Rishonim say that you have to be madlik when he says Hogim Dalet Mili, what happens when it's Dalet Mili? When it's Dalet Mili, as Rishonim point out, then the whole horizon is dark, even the western horizon. So, because Shrige Bitare Maya Hane, so in other words, there is no purpose in lighting a candle when there is daylight. So, in view of the fact, so the Mechaber here could pass like the Shittas Hagenim the way it does in Yeradeh and still say that the Hadlokas Nechanike is Dalet Milin subsequent to Shki. One has nothing to do with the other. In other words, one can agree with the Shittas Hagenim that it becomes Binash Moshes at sunset, and the 3/4 of a meal subsequent to what we call sunset is already Laila Gomor, and at the same time agree with the Shita Satur that the Zman of Hadlokas Nechanike is Dalet Milin. Why? Because before Dalet Milin there is still a reflection of the rays of the sun on the horizon, so it's not the time to light the candle, because Shrage Vitire Mayahane, in other words, the Nechanike has to be lit when it's completely dark. So one has nothing to do with the other. As a matter of fact, when the Gor disagrees with Rav Tam Shite, but when in Hilchas Shabbos, when he disagrees with Rav Tam Shite, he's Mari Sheilavis. I mean, that such a Shite is inconceivable. But here, even though he's Chilik on the Tor Shite, and he agrees with the Shite Saramba that he's Bishkiye, but he doesn't mention that argument. He says something else. Why? Because one has nothing to do with the other. It just happens that the two agrees with Shita Salmetam, and he also holds that the Zman of Hadlokas Nechanike is a Tzeisak Chot. That is called by the Poskim Sof Shkios Im Adlikin Nechanike Kedem Shetishke Achano Elim Seif Shkios Loi Miachrim Viloi Magdim. Now, there are some Rishonim, that's the Loshon of the Gemara, Loim Yachim or Loim Magdim. So some Rishonim apply it to the Ner Shabbos, but some Rishonim apply it to Ner Chanukah. So that's why the Mechaber says Loim Yachim or Loim Magdim. But according to other Rishonim, it has nothing to do with Ner Chanukah. The expression Loim Yachim or Loim Magdim that the Gemara uses in Bava Madlikin has reference to Ner Shabbos, not to Ner Chanukah. ויש מי שאימא שאם הוא תורד יוכל להגדים מפלג המנחו ולמיילו ובלבד שייתם בו שמן עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק. In other words, assuming that the right time for Hadlokas Nechanike is Tzeis HaKechovim, and Tzeis HaKechovim in the sense of Dalet Milin subsequent to the regular Shkia, to the first Shkia, let's say 72 minutes, 90 minutes subsequent to Shkia. But if one wants to be Yetzel Choladeus, so the proper way would be to be Madlik the Nechanike at Shkia Rishaino, at sunset, but to put in enough oil so that it will burn till half an hour after Dalet Milin. In other words, assuming the Dalet Milin is an hour and a half, 90 minutes, so, and if he wants to be Yetzel Choladeus, so he has to be Madlik at Shkia Rishaino, according to the Shittas Rambam, Shittas Agro, but then he'll have to put in enough oil so that it will burn for at least 2 hours. In other words, first of all, maybe the right time is an hour and a half subsequent to Shkia, and he lights at the Shkia, and then it has to burn for half an hour. So in other words, so he has to put in enough oil so that it will burn for 2 hours. And that's the proper way when you light the Hanukkah candles, Erev Shabbos. So you should light it about half an hour before Shkia. So then you should put in
enough oil, or use bigger candles, let's say like the Shabbos candles, so that it would last for 2.5 hours. If you light, let's say, the Neir Hanukkah half an hour before the Shkia Rishin. Levat yitim bo shemen ache tichle regal nashu. Now, you see, tichle regal nashu has an ambiguous meaning, because sometimes it means until there are no pedestrians, but sometimes it has reference to half an hour, because Bisman Chazal, half an hour after Tzisak Yechovin, so there were no pedestrians walking in the street. Here when he says Luvach Yitin Boshemen Achetich L'Regal Nashuk, so he doesn't mean literally Tich L'Regal Nashuk, because in America, so it's never called L'Regal Nashuk. I mean, even let's say at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's not called L'Regal Nashuk. So Mimele, so that would mean that he has to put in enough shemen that it should burn the whole night. But here, Achetich L'Regal Nashuk means that the half an hour after Tzisak Chav, because Bisman Chazal, so half an hour after Shkia, assuming that Shkia meant Tzisak Chavin, so there were no pedestrians walking in the street. Tov, Simen Tov Reisha in Beis, Siv Beis. Now, the halacha mentioned in Sivbeis is based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, the Braisa that says, Mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad sheyich l'regel nashu. So Bisman Chazal, there were pedestrians walking in the streets until half an hour after Shkias Hamo. Shkias Hamo is a coven, whatever. So now the Gemara, but the Gemara has their two lishenis. What does it mean, Achetich L'Regal Nashuk? So the first lashon in the Gemara is that Achetich L'Regal Nashuk means that if he wasn't madlik, so as long as they are passers-by walking in the street, so then he can be madlik. And Ina Meli Shure, that means he has to put in enough oil so that it will last, it will burn, until it will be called L'Regal Nashuk. And Rishenim say that's half an hour. It's half an hour. Now, so from Tesis it appears that the two Rishenis are chilek on each other. One excludes the other. But there are some Rishenim who hold that the two Rishenis are not inconsistent with each other. In other words, that both are implicit in the expression of Achetich L'Regal Nashuk. Now, so Tesis mentions in the name of the Ri Poyos, not the regular Ri, but the Ri Poyos, that suppose he did not light the Hanukkah candles before, while its pedestrians still walk in the street, so he should be madlik after its Colorado Mashuk, even though there are no passers-by. Everybody is already home, and no one walks in the street. He still should be madlik Neres Hanukkah. Why? Because maybe the halacha is like the lotion that lishure have now. In other words, the repair shiti is that the two lishenes achilik on each other, exclude each other. So misafik, maybe the halacha is like the other lotion, that achetich l'regel nashuk doesn't mean that you can only be madlik as long as there are pedestrians in the street, but that it is descriptive of the shiur of half an hour. So in Mele, even though it's kolaregel nashuk and no one walks in the street, so you are still mechuyim. That's what the Ri Poyos says. Then the Ri says, the regular Ri says, that we today we have to be madlik no matter how late it is. Why? Because Bisman Chazal, they used to set up the Hanukkah menorah on the door to the street, the way they do it in Yerushalayim now. So in Mele, there was an Indian called L'Regel Nashuk, because the Persumanise was only
vis-a-vis the Bnei Rishus HaRav. Mashenkin today, when we set up the Hanukkah Bnei Re, not in the door to the street. After all, we live among goyim, so we cannot do that. So, but we put it on the door of the house to the chotzer. You know, in every chotzer there are many houses. So Meile, there, so you have the person in Nisa is not kilapei the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, but kilapei the Bnei HaChotzer. So since it's kilapei Bnei HaChotzer, so even though it's late, so they are not asleep yet. They don't go in the street, but they are in their houses, so there is still person in Nisa. That's what Teisa says. The Rashbo in the Chiddushim, he says that if he wasn't Madlik, while it's there are still pedestrians in the street, he has to be Madlik later too. Why? Because when the Gemara says that he has to be Madlik as long as there is it's not called a regular Mashuk, that's on the basis of the Persumenisi. But There is another chiyuv of Zechar Migdosh, because the miracle was wrought in the Menere, in the Neiris of the Migdosh. So because of that, the Chachom Yom Misake in Zechar Migdosh to on the days of Hanukkah to be Madlik in Menere, Zechar to the Menere that was kindled with Manshe Bisa Migdosh Rekayim. That's, in other words, the Rashbo and the Ravid in Perek Yud Aleph Vilchas Brocha says the same thing. In other words, that there are two aspects in Hadlakas Nechanike, according to the Rashbo and the Ravid. One is Persumenisi, Refazimenes. So that depends upon the fact that there is Regal Nashu. And then there is another Chiyuv of Zeichal Migdosh. As a matter of fact, we say, Haneris Halolu Kedeshem, Vim Lono Gishus Lishtamish Behem, Elu Reisem Bavad. Now, but as far as the Issa, even according to Mandoma, that also Lishtamish Leo, we pass him that it's also Lishtamish Leo. So it's only because of Bizu Mitzvah, not Kedesh. Why do we say Hamir is Halol Kedesh? And the Nusach is from Sarasofrim. So according to the Rashi and the Ravid, you can understand, because there is another aspect in Hadlokas Nechanike, besides the aspect of Persumenisi. Just Zechal Migdosh. So it's Kiddushin. It's Kiddushin because it's Zechal Migdosh. So Midrabbonon, it is analogous to the Menorah in the Migdosh. That's why we say Aneres Halolu Kiddushin Veinlono Rishus Lishtam. Anyway, so this is what the Rashbo says. Now let's see now the Sifrei Shulchanot. Shochach Hoyizit Velo Hidlik Im Shkias Achamo. Madlik vehili chachetich leregel nashuk shehu moy chotzi shor sheozo om evrim vishom viike persumenis hilkach tzorch litim bo shemen koze ashir vinosam bo yeiseir yochil yobeiso lacha shovar ze azman vichin yochil yishtamish leiro lacha ze azman. So in other words when the Gemara says viloy adlik madlik, so, and then one lotion in Amelie Shure until it's called Regal Mashuk. So what does it mean? I mean, this is something that can vary from place to place and from time to time. Today, in the United States, it's never called, in the major cities, it's never called Regal Mashuk. Even 4 o'clock in the morning, you still find pedestrians, as many pedestrians as you find early in the morning. Most of the people don't walk, they drive. But that's also regel nashuk when you drive in a car. So it's never called regel nashuk. So obviously, when the Gemara says lishiure, it means he has to put in enough oil that it could last as long as there is a regel nashuk bisman chazal. That was half an hour. So even today, when it's never called regel nashuk. But he only has to put in enough oil that it should last for half an hour. Even though there will be regular bishuk until midnight, until 1 o'clock in the morning. So he doesn't have to put in enough oil so that it will last throughout the time that there is regular bishul. There is the Asam Achayim who say that. That, in other words, it depends upon the mitzias of Kol HaRegel Mashav, not the fixed shiur of half an hour, because that is the simen. Bizman Chazal, it was Kol HaRegel Mashav, it was only as a simen. So there are a few Achayim who say it's not just a simen, that it really depends. That's the essence of the chiyuv. In other words, it has to have enough oil so that it will last, and as long as there are people in the street. And suppose there are always people in the street, so then it has to be burned the whole night, according to that chitta. But I don't know anyone who is machmir for that chitta except my brother Rabbi Yoshe Be'er. He lights big candles and they burn the whole night in order to conform to that chitta v'achayim. I don't know of any other godel, I mean, who does that. But my father didn't do it, but my brother Rabbi Yoshe Be'er, he lights big candles, because here it's never a Kol HaRegel Mashav, but of course it doesn't have to burn the daytime. Because Shragi B'tir Mayahani. So in other words, it has to last big Shabbos candles. The ordinary Shabbos candles burn only 2 hours, 3 hours, but they are big Shabbos candles that will burn for a whole night, for 12 hours. So my brother Rabbi Yoshe Be'er is makpid to be married. But I don't know of any other godel, I mean, who is machmir. My father was not machmir for that shit of achayim. And the pashtus is that when the Gemara says, in amin lishurei, so lishurei means there's the simen. It's not that you are mechuyev to put in as much oil that it will last, as long as there is regular bishuk. There's the simen, because bizman chazal, so there was regular bishuk until for half an hour, so that's the shiur. And even now, when there is regular bishuk for more than half an hour, a whole night, but you are only mechuyev to put in enough oil to last for half an hour. Now, shochach hoy hizid velo hidli kim shtiyas hachamo madlik vehele yachat shetich leregal nashuk shehuk moy chotzi sho. And that's the pashas saloshna of the mechaber. She ozo om even vishomi. Because if the mechaber had entertained the view that it varies, so why does he say moy chotzi sho? I mean, this can change from place to place and from year to year according to the practices and the modes of living of the people. And he mentions Chotzi Shoh. Shoh Zohom Ivan Vishovim Be'ike Person Nisim Hilkach Tzorech Litim Boshemen Kozeh Ashir Vilnosam Boyeiseir Yochil Yorbeiso Le'acha Shobar Zeh Azman Vichin Yochil Yishtamish Le'iro Le'acha Zeh Azman. In other words, we are not allowed to be Mishtamish. Hamiris Halol Kedeshe Hakirim Rishus Lishtamish Behem L'Reisim Bevar. But the Yisar applies only for the shiur that is obligatory. But after that, there is no yisar in being mishtamish leiro. V'yei she'imrim, shebizman hazeh, that's the shita of the ri, shemadlikin bifnim, so the personanise is vis-a-vis the bnei achotza, not the vis-a-vis the bnei rishus harabi, is in tzorach lizoya lahadlik kedem shetich l'regel mashu. U'mikol mokein, teiv lizoya גם בזמן הזה. ומיהו הנמילה לכתחילה? אבל מובה זה הזמן ולהגיד לי מדליק והילך כל הלילה. מדליק כל הלילה. So, all the Nisikalim, they explain it on the basis of the Shite. All the Nisikalim explain it on the basis of the Shite, of the Ri, that today, that we don't set up the Hanukkah Menorah on the Pesach that faces the Rishus HaRabim. So the whole Pesumah Nisse is either Ligabe Bnei HaChotzer or Ligabe Bnei HaBayis, the members of the family. So Mimele, even though it's Kol HaRegel Mashuk, let's say it's 11 o'clock and no one walks in the street at 11 o'clock, but the children, the members of the family, are still up. So Mimele, there is Pesumah Nisse vis-a-vis the members of the family.
And many Achenim say, suppose that the members of the family, that the members of the family are also asleep, so then he cannot say bracha, because then there is no persumanise vis-a-vis the Rishus HaRabim, nor is there persumanise vis-a-vis the members of the family. So the given eitzem, he should wake up his children, the members of the family. So then there will be persumanise vis-a-vis the members of the family. Why couldn't there be persumanise vis-a-vis himself? That I don't understand, but this is what all the Achrenim say, that persumanise has to be vis-a-vis someone other than himself and the Madrig. He cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of persumanise vis-a-vis himself. So mele, if the children and the wife are all sleeping, so in order to be able to say broche and adrokas near Hanukkah, so he should wake them up. And suppose he can't wake them up, or he doesn't want to wake them up, so then and they are all sleeping, so then he should be madlik without a broche. Now, so they all explain the din in the mechaber on the basis of the Ri. But why couldn't the mechaber be based upon the sheet of the Rashba? The Rashba says that there are two aspects in Adwakas Nechamike. One is persumanise, so that depends upon regum nashuk. But then there is another aspect, Zeichal Mikdosh, so that doesn't depend. So mele, it seems to me that even if, suppose someone lives by himself, he doesn't have a family, doesn't live with a family, and there are no pedestrians walking in the street, so on the basis of the Shittas HaRashba and the Raive, he can still be madlik and make a broche, but only the broche of Lahadlik Nechanike. I don't think that on the basis of Zeich al-Mikdosh he could say the broche of Alanisim, because Alanisim is a special broche that was Niskan on the Persumanisim. But Persumanisim depends upon Regum Ashur, Kaluch HaLapoches, Persumanisim vis-a-vis the members of the family. So mele, if there are no members of the family and there are no people in the street, so then there is no persumanise. But the bracha of Lahadlik Nechanike can still recite on the basis of the other aspect of Zeich al-Mikdosh, but not the bracha of Osho Nisim Lavuseinu Bayom Meim Bizman Hazeh. That refluke is based upon the kiyum of persumanise. But I didn't see that any of the Achrenim should discuss that. Now, but as I said, it's not relevant, because fortunately or unfortunately, in certain respects it's fortunately, in America it's never called a regum ashuk. You hardly see a passerby, a pedestrian in the street early in the morning, because most people, they drive in cars, but that's also a regum ashuk. It doesn't make any difference how he passes, whether he passes by walking or by driving in a car. So that takes place the whole night, and when someone drives in the car, he can see the Hanukkah candles. That is, let's say, on the sixth floor, he'll be able to see it. So mele there is persumanise ligavi the bnei Rishus HaRabim at any time during the night. Alright. V'imova kol alayu v'hidlik eli tashlumi uv'leilis ha'achiris yadlik mu'ishob mi'odom afal pishal v'hidlik b'rishenom. In other words, one could say, suppose, now, he has to be Meisveilet. So first night, one candle. The second night, two candles. The third night, three candles. Suppose, for some reason, the first night he wasn't Madlik. Maybe the second night, it is his first night, he should be Madlik only one candle. And the third night, he should be Madlik two candles. No, so there is no, it does not depend upon his Hadlokhe, but upon the Hadlokhe of people in general, the way they are mechuyev to be madlik. So even if a certain person wasn't madlik the first night, but the second night he is madlik, he has to be madlik 2 minutes.